I went through the website, and right away I saw the name Richard Doty. And right there, it brought back memories of my meeting with Richard back, I guess, in 1981 or 1983, mm-hmm. something like that.
Were you with Linda Moulton Howe then?
No, but I'm the one that told Linda about Richard.
Okay.
Now, Richard Doty has no credibility. If he was a witness in one of my trials for the other side, I would be able to destroy his credibility 100%. He would not leave that stand with anybody on that jury believing him. He is associated with fabricated documents. He in Ellsworth, just to give you an idea, Air Force Base in 1978, he was there when this document came out, was circulated, was supposed to have been leaked, so to speak. There's
right.
no official confirmation that this was ever a legitimate, authentic document. It wasn't obtained under the Freedom of Information Act. It had to do with some alien landing on the base and shooting one of the base personnel. Bob Pratt of the National Enquirer at the time did a real professional investigation and found that this was just a bogus document. And coincidentally, in 1980, we find Richard Doty at Kirtland Air Force Base, and where do we find another bogus document coming out of that Air Force Base?
Do you think he was or is who he says he is? I mean, a former military intelligence officer?
Oh, he worked for OSI.
Okay, so why create these phony documents?
You know, I don't know why. You know, on the one hand, you can say that he's part of this disinformation program. In other words, he's doing it as part of what he does, counterintelligence. And it
which
might
is,
be.
Which is what Linda
attention.
Believes. Linda well, believes that, I think.
Well, getting people's attention toward thinking that these things in the sky are ETs from other planets, you can test a lot of things. You know, the military can test a lot of things and not have to worry about any kind of scrutiny.
I
just think, but it's not based on anything other than just personal intuition, I think he's just, you know, some kind of aberrant social behavior, and he decides that he's going to have fun with the UFO community, and he's going to, you know, create fabricated documents out of Ellsworth, fabricated documents out of Kirtland. He's also associated with the MJ-12 documents. He had an intimate relationship, and I don't mean intimate in the biblical sense. I mean in the ufological sense, with Bill Moore creating the MJ-12 documents. He was also involved in the aviary, you know, the flock of birds that's supposed to exist somewhere. So he has no credibility. In other words, it's almost as if it was a criminal case, I had to cross-examine somebody and prior bad acts, his prior bad acts. It's and now his name is associated. As a matter of fact, when I went down to Albuquerque to speak to him, he told me various things. And if you have the time, we can go through them. But in any event, he told me back then that there was some kind of project going on that was similar to the ending of Spielberg's movie. And this was back then, and lo and behold, I guess no one was buying it back then. It's now surfacing now.
And they're buying it now, Peter.
Yeah, but it's, of course, it's part of the belief system. We are what we believe. You know, if you tell us something that's consistent with our belief system, we're going to adopt it. There's no question about it. But I'll tell you one thing. Separate and aside from whether it's real or not real, it's part of the programming.
I agree with that.
To get us to accept this future first contact scenario. It started with Roswell, and ever since Roswell, it's been getting closer and closer and closer. You know, there was, remember Roswell? Hangar 18, Betty and Barney Hill, there's an abduction. You know, Roswell, there was a crash. Hangar 18, it had the object, Betty and Barney Hill. Well, now we're getting into abductions. Project Aquarius, MJ-12, they have the bodies, and then you have Billy Meyer and alien autopsy film and the alien in captivity. Remember, did you ever see that interview they did with this alien where at the end of the video he, like, dies? And Jonathan Reed, remember Jonathan Reed about killing an alien?
Mm-hmm.
And then now we have Z-Rep getting us close in the exchange program, getting us programmed to accept first contact when it happens. Now, one of my beliefs based on, and my beliefs are based on three things. Number one, evidence, credible evidence.
Sure.
Number two, my 11/11 experience and intuition. When we talk about the UFO phenomena, whatever this intelligence is, and I can prove beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law that we are in contact, we are interacting with another form of intelligence. I just don't believe it's extraterrestrial. I think it's right here in our reality with us. Basically, I think we're in a closed system. But in any event, this intelligence can create real events and hoaxes. And it doesn't matter in the scheme of things, because hoaxes and real events program people to believe. And I'll give you an example. And there are a lot of analogies in my legal work when I try cases. When I ask a witness, how do you know, you know, how long do you know the defendant? The witness spontaneously says, oh, he's been selling drugs to me for 10 years. So I object, Judge.
Yeah, she's just implicated herself, right?
Right. So the judge instructs the jury to disregard that answer, right? Okay, the jury goes into the jury room. When they deliberate, you know the first thing they're going to talk about is my client selling drugs. It's the same thing. If you place into this reality an event, whether it's a hoax or a real event, people are going to believe it. You know, there are some hoaxes that have shown to be hoaxes. Sometimes the people don't even hear about that. So people believe things if they're consistent with their belief systems. They will adopt things. So, of course, it doesn't matter if it's real or not. People are being programmed to accept this intelligence, to believe this other intelligence is not only ET, extraterrestrial from other planets, but it's coming here, and it will come here in a first contact scenario, I would assume, in about 3.5 years.
Why the programming, Peter? Why not just lay it out there and say, folks, this is what's happening?
Well, when you say lay it out there, by who? By humans? I don't think this is human. I think, you know, when I talk about programs, I talk about programs with a specific theme. The theme of this program is number one, science fiction. You can see that. Number two, secrecy, deception, you know, violence. This is a very dark program we find ourselves in.
Who's the puppet master here?
It could be us.